Andy Dalton got AP talking about business decisions.
Was it Thielen's family? I don't know.
Andy Dalton that drove a damn wear generator. They were just they were so high, Andy, a week ago.
They beat the Ravens.
Smoke your blank and talk your blank.
Brock Bowers was amazing in the fourth quarter. Gardner Minshew got the pep talk from Max Crosby.
Smoke your blank and talk your blank.
And now Antonio Pierce is like, I don't know, maybe Aiden O'Connell might start.
One week. All that goes away.
Man. It's a week-to-week league, right?
1 week.
Wow.
It goes away.
What a difference a day can make.
Unbelievable.
Sure did. All right. Let's hear from Raheem. Still talking about, because it's the first time we've gotten a chance to talk to him sort of post game on Sunday night. He was asked about that fourth down play call. There's some video of it looking like Kirk was checking out of the play call that came in. Here's Raheem talking about that fourth down call and play.
In that particular situation, it was very collaborative. You know, that was a lot of time. That was us looking at keeping him off the field, that guy. That was us thinking we can get this first down with the plays that we had designed throughout the week. Then our short yardage plan, and obviously it didn't work. But that was not a self-made decision by anybody, by any means.
Okay, so he checked to the play. It sounds like
the final play.
I like the check because of how they were lined up. The check is fine, especially because you're in a split back. First of all, you're in
a split back,
so there's no lead blocker to go straight.
Right.
And I like the
because that's what the original play was.
Yes.
It was a run up the middle.
I don't like the split back with a run up the damn middle because
what's the point? You're wasting
a
guy,
huh?
Yeah, what's the point even?
That's what I'm saying. You see how Kansas City loaded up?
Right.
The play was fine. The check. You just had one guy, and that's all it takes. Sometimes though, one person that didn't do their job. Tyler Algiers didn't do his job. Now I could be completely wrong. He wasn't supposed to block him. I don't think I am, but
I mean,
I don't think
you
I am.
Would think that he would be supposed to block him.
Yeah, I don't think I am, but. Yeah, one guy. One guy missed the blocking assignment, and that play was a disaster. Because you watch it over and over again. Yeah, the left side line back. But Jake was strong enough to reach the end to give Bijan that little corner. If Tyler Algiers runs like he blocks like he runs the football. Because I bet he would have cut up in that hole if he had the football. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just cut up there. You hit that guy. Bijan's going to hit his head on the goalpost. I'm convinced that he beats that backside guy because he's the only one that's free if you take care of that guy. So, yeah, I'm not mad at the check. You look at the check
made sense.
Then if that's the case, then I hate the whole play then. If you were going to run short yardage with a split back and nobody to
yeah, what would the point of even having two guys back there if you're not going to use?
Yeah,
both
I don't
of
like
them?
If that's the case.
Just
if that,
if the to original, throw off the if scent or something?
If the original play was to go straight up the middle with 10 guys in the box with no lead block or anything, I hate that play.
You're just leaving Algier back there for no reason.
There's no reason for him to come in. He didn't watch.
You checked into a play and he just watched anyway.
Anyway.
So maybe that's what he thought his job was just to watch.
Yeah, but if that's the check away from that play.
What do you – okay, so walk me through – Kirk comes to the line. They've got the play called, but he's got to check to what they went to.
Yeah.
What does he need to see in order to be like, oh, I like it. I'm going this way.
Where you look at where the linemen are, they had center, gaps, guards, tackled. They had everything up there. So basically they were in like a nine-man front with two backers and a guy that was covering Drake, I think it was. And so, we can't run straight against that.
Yeah,
without
that makes sense. You need that extra blocker.
Yeah, we need that extra blocker.
Yeah.
And so he checked to
him. So he's just doing math.
Yeah, which was a great check if that's the case. Oh, I got to block the guy. Period.
Period.
Execution. Yeah, like I said, I don't know if that's right, but I don't think I'm wrong.
Seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah,
seems pretty reasonable. And again, you said this, and I know you didn't mean it this way, but like, if one guy makes a mistake and the whole play, one guy makes a mistake and the whole play gets blown up, is the whole thing.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole deal.
Yeah. Because
that allows one other guy.
They got pushback. Jake and Bergeron, they got pushback. But they had enough to hold him off. For Bijan to get around there, because the Titans did a great damn job of widening the hole.
There it was. The difference. One of the cool moments from last night, I know everybody's talking about what Jaden Daniels did, and rightfully so. I know what everyone's talking about what Josh Allen did, MVP front runner through 3 weeks, all that. I get it. But my favorite moment of the night last night was this one right here.
Right.
From the 41, play fake. Stepping up, fire. Intercepted at the 40 to the 45. It's DeMar Hamlin. Outside right to the 45. Gets a block at the 42 and gets wrestled down at the Jacksonville 41. A terrible overthrow of Brian Thomas Jr.
Cool.
And an easy pick for DeMar Hamlin with prime field position for the Bills.
He missed it.
flat out
he
missed flat him out because he was open.
He flat out missed him, man. And I know we were talking earlier in the show. I don't know the hell going to Jacksonville. I do understand they don't have weapons. And Evan, you know, he's his safety blanket. Evan Ingram's tight end who got hurt 2 games ago in pregame.
Yeah.
And so he's not there. They lost Ridd. They don't really have a lot around him. But, yeah, Trevor's not playing well. I don't run ETN. But I go back to Buffalo. Buffalo look real good.
They do.
And they look real good all season.
They do. They look really good all season. I know Von Miller doesn't play as much, but when he gets in he's impactful.
Dude, he
got that big sack. The game was wrapped, but still.
They're playing him perfectly right now. Von don't got to do a lot. Let Von play made 20 plays and let him rush the passer most of those plays because he still can do that.
And he did.
Yeah, man.
Let's hear from Trevor Lawrence after the game.
Did he say we suck again?
Players play, coaches coach, and when we step on the field, we got to make the plays. And so we have to take all the accountability, all the criticism, all the scrutiny, because we're not doing that right now, and that's our job, is to go make the plays. And I know that I'm not playing as good as I can play.
Yeah. I mean, y'all got to play. It's crazy because, you know, the expectations for Jacksonville, when you talked about it, I didn't really have a lot of expectations for Jacksonville.
They were in the playoffs last year, right?
Two years ago. So it wasn't like, oh, my God, watch this Jacksonville team.
Yeah.
But you expect more out of that guy. You know, he's a franchise quarterback. He has all the physical gifts to do what you need a guy that you want to be on the billboard outside the stadium. I think Trevor Lawrence has all those gifts. Something's off, though. I don't know what it is, but yeah, something right down there.
They got smoked 47-10.
They got the hell beat out of them.
They got destroyed.
It was 34-3 at halftime.
Which was kind of nice because then you could just watch the other game, which was actually good. Yeah. You didn't have to flip back and forth or have two TVs out or anything like that.
Real quick, I wanted to get this one in real quick again because I saw this yesterday. Christian McCaffrey going to Germany to see an Achilles specialist. It's pretty much doom time in San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Between that, I saw Hargrove. He's out for the season with a torn pec, I think. You don't know when Debo's coming back. Kittle's is banged up. I mean, this team got a whole lot of problems. And when I saw this Achilles thing, he's going to Germany.
That's a last ditch.
That's a last ditch.
Remember, that's what Kobe did. It was with his knee, but still. Probably the same thing,
dude,
right?
That's a last ditch. Like,
what is it that they have in Germany?
I don't know. I know that.
He used to live there.
Huh?
He used to live there.
They threw me out. They told me I had to leave. You know, I don't.
They had to leave before you got all the cool.
They told me I had to leave. But yeah, that right there. When you talking about sending people to Germany?
Yeah.
Like,
that's not great.
They are scared, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm Christian McCaffrey and I'm Christian McCaffrey's representation, I'm scared too. I might not put my client out there. If you're talking about 10, because. What usually happens after that?
The next thing that happens is your Achilles snaps.
Yes.
That's the next thing that happens.
And I think that's where they are. I don't know what it is, but this is if you're going to see specialists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have specialists.
Yes.
They have specialists in the Bay Area. They got great hospitals in the Bay Area. You got to go to Germany?
You got to go over to Germany? Yep.
Yeah. They're doing some weird stuff over there.
Yeah, man.
They got an Achilles factory over there?
Did he have one picked out already?
Oh, they got one here.
That's where Aaron Rodgers went.
You get someone else's Achilles?
Yeah, no, they got all that stuff.
They throw a bungee cord in
there? Yeah, they got all that. Like, they can use cadavers and all that, right?
Really? I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, I think they do.
That's where Aaron Rodgers went. It wasn't in Germany, though.
Because usually, if I'm not mistaken, when you do the Achilles, they go up and get yours.
Sure, and pull it back down.
Pull it back down. Yeah. But this one, they got this whole new thing. I don't know.
Huh.
But that don't sound good. But I got to go to Germany to see a specialist?
If I die, they can have my Achilles.
Why not? I mean, you don't need it. I need mine.
But for what?
You never know, dog. You never know. It might be.
They might have a ghost football league.
But I ain't know, dog. You know when they had them thunderstorms and everything?
Yeah.
And that lightning might hit my tombstone the right way and send that jolt through like.
Oh, the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, dog. Like weird science.
Got it. I see what you're saying. So if
I pop up, cause I know how to get out of coffin.
So if Thriller happens,
yes.
You're gonna need your Achilles.
Yeah, man,
it's probably hard to do all that Thriller stuff without an Achilles.
You know, I can't do all that. I need to be whole. Fair enough.
You make a good point.
What's the word? I want to die with everything.
Yeah, just make me a tree.
Yeah,
just make me an oak tree.